Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway. Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street. Further details online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
The award-winning Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online at wcbe.org. I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Johnny DiLoretto, and this is the award-winning Cinema Classics, as you so rightfully point out, John. Hey, I want to talk about something going on at the Gateway Film Center where we record our show. The annual Holiday Classics series is about ready to start up, and that's basically four classic films.
Right.
And admission is free with a toy donation.
Sure.
All the toys that we collect will go to the Open Shelter to help families in need. We'll have all that information for you at the end of the show. But let's talk about the movies that we're showing.
Okay, we're going to be talking about Miracle on 34th Street,
mm-hmm.
Meet Me in St. Louis, It's a Wonderful Life, and White Christmas. And today we're going to talk about Miracle on 34th Street and Meet Me in St. Louis.
Yeah, Miracle on 34th Street is a perennial. Everybody has seen this film.
Hold it. Wait a minute. I have to take off my boots because I wanted to be able to get myself out of all this corn syrup that I'm stepping in with these movies.
Now, we're off off on the wrong foot now. Now, why would you say that?
What kind of a Grinch would say something like that? Some real sentimental claptrap going on in these movies.
Come on, man. What is the matter with you? It's the holiday season. What happened to goodwill toward men? And you know, it is a sappy season. I'm gonna be dead honest with you. People who can't get down with the warmth and this just sort of good vibes that transpire during the holiday season, I can't get with those people.
Well, all right.
I love this stuff.
Okay.
And you know what you're talking about? You know, films really essentially, not necessarily for, but often about children and innocence.
Yes.
And the magic that transpires during the holiday season. Miracle on 34th Street, obviously the classic, no one believes this guy's Santa Claus, Edmund Gwynn.
Right.
Who won an Oscar, by the way, for his portrayal.
He did. Best Supporting Actor.
Yeah.
First and only Santa to win.
Young Natalie Wood believes that he is indeed Santa Claus. And there's a court case. It's a courtroom drama, really. It's interesting.
But actually, it's about faith.
Mm-hmm.
It's about whether you believe in Santa Claus or not.
Right. And I don't know what kind of moron doesn't believe in Santa Claus.
And
you know what? Everybody in the movie is an idiot, except Natalie Wood.
And Gwynn is terrific as Santa Claus and would make you believe in him even if you weren't.
Yeah.
And it's a goody-goody film, but it's also, I mean, it draws a tear for me. So don't get me wrong. I really like what Hollywood does.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that this is typically a sentimental film where I have recently, certainly within the last 20, 30 years, I have been nurtured only by cynical, ironic films. And it's just in our age a wonderful contrast to the 1940s, the post-World War II, people yada trying to be happy, so mm-hmm. on.
Well, I highly recommend this film, especially for heartless bastards. Can we say that?
No, but you...
We can say that. You can bleep that out. I highly recommend it, especially it's a great film to take your young ones to.
Yeah.
And introduce them to classic Hollywood cinema.
Sure.
They might not have ever seen anything in black and white, but believe me, 5 minutes in, they'll have forgotten that, and they'll be wrapped up in the story of whether or not Edmund Gwynn is Santa Claus.
And just let me remind you, there's some realism in this film.
Yep.
For instance, the Santa Claus that Gwynn replaces is a drunkard.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to haul him out of there as they discover that as he's about to be featured on the float for Santa Claus, that he's drunk and Gwynn has to take it. So there's the reality there that I like.
See, there is some grittiness to this picture.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about Meet Me in St. Louis,
which is
in almost every way, a completely different film in terms of its palette. I mean, one, it's in glorious Technicolor. It's lavish.
Yep.
It's a Vincent Minnelli. It's a Vincente Minnelli. Shit. Three, two. It's a Vincente Minnelli film, and if you know what that name means in Hollywood, sure. Classic Hollywood cinema, it means big, lavish, colorful, dramatic, intense.
It's Italian, and he scoops up a very young woman
yes.
for his bride.
Minnelli. Judy Garland and Minnelli hooked up and later produced Liza Minnelli. Also very colorful and overly dramatic.
Yes, yes. And this is, I mean, they're planning to move from St. Louis
yeah.
to New York.
Right, and it's 1904. It's right before the World
yeah.
Fair comes to St. Louis.
An important date is that it's produced in 1945.
Mm-hmm.
So you're talking about the end of World War II and
right.
therefore people who are now going home.
Yeah.
You know, what is the song in this that has...
The beautiful song, one of my favorite Christmas songs, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas,
right, right.
written by Hugh Martin.
Okay.
And at first, there's a little anecdote about that particular song, which is one of the most recorded Christmas songs of all time, by the way. Martin turned in his first draft, and both Judy Garland and Minnelli said, listen, this is too bleak. We need you to change the lyrics.
Yeah.
And so he did. He changed the lyrics from... Hold on, here I go. He changed one of the specific lyrics was, have yourself a merry little Christmas. It may be your last. Next year, we may all be living in the past. So he changed that to, let your heart be light. Next year, all our troubles will be out of sight.
See, I like the original.
Yeah, you like the original. You like the bleak, hopeless. You like the hopeless take.
One of the lyrics that's kind of underneath all of this,
mm-hmm.
as you have Judy Garland, is, of course, her greatest line.
Yeah.
From The Wizard of Oz.
Right.
There's no place like home.
There is no place like home. And you know what? That scene the scene which you're referencing, which is Judy Garland singing Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas to young Margaret O'Brien, they're looking out on the snow, and there's a snowman in their front yard lawn, 3-2, and there's a snowman in their front lawn, and O'Brien's eyes are welling, and she's silent, and Judy Garland is singing the song. Of course, it goes back to your memories of her as
yes.
Dorothy Gale.
Yeah, yeah.
And how she was a young girl, and she was singing about home and dreaming about going away from home, you know, and how that, what the sort of self-referentiality that brings to bear on
oh,
this
yeah.
scene is so great.
And I think the Second World War is feeling it. 3-2-1, and I think the film is influenced by the spirit of the Second World War and the attempt of Hollywood. And this is where Hollywood does such a great job, to bring us back from overseas
mm-hmm.
to home, and yet to show the changing. Because look at this is the Old South, so to speak,
right.
which is changing, and you've got horse carriages, you've got now technical, you've got all kinds of heat, wonderful warm heat
yeah.
going on this, and then
right.
you have to kind of say, well. We can't always be the same. You might have to move to New York.
That's great. You're right. It is all about change.
Yeah.
And the fear of change. And the audience watching that, longing for a time when their men weren't overseas dying.
Yeah.
You know? And the movie is rife with that sort of suggestion, although it's not explicitly there.
One of the great songs in this is not just Meet Me in St. Louis. Three, two, one. One of the great songs is... Not just Meet Me in St. Louis or Have Yourself a Merry Christmas. It's a song that she may have done in one take that may be just as famous. This is the trolley song.
Yeah.
This is a great, I mean, this really gives you an idea what a superstar Judy Garland is.
Right, right. And she was in her prime. You have to see her in this film. It's really great. So please come on down and see these films with your family, with your kids, or with your loved ones. Miracle on 34th Street, Meet Me in St. Louis. The series kicks off November 29th with Miracle on 34th Street. For showtimes, go to gatewayfilmcenter.com. Remember that admission is free with a toy donation, one toy per ticket, and all those donations go to the open shelter. You don't have to bring a toy. Admission is just $5, but we encourage you to bring a toy and see it for free and for a good cause.
And you get a chance to renew your faith in Santa Claus.